Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast, recording in Sydney, and I'm joined by Jeff Schomburg, the Vice President for Australia and New Zealand at Ubico, sitting there in Melbourne. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you very much, Chris.
Ubico, we've about a week late after World Password Day. Obviously, Ubico is in this space. I think I'm going to hand over to you to introduce yourself, but we're going to be talking about the trend towards passwordless access and the use of passwords. It's always been a bugbear of the industry for too many years, well, forever, really. If we can get to a passwordless stage, things could be a bit of a game changer. So maybe introduce yourself and Ubico, and then we'll dive into the world of, or the trend of, passwordless.
By all means. So thanks for the opportunity to chat today. And relatively new to Ubico, but had many, many years in the ICT industry, working across a range of different sectors, and coming at it from a business point of view as to what problems can we address with technologies. And in this particular case with Ubico, me and the team, we're about trying to solve, you know, safer, secure internet usage for all. And that's the name Ubico, deriving from the word ubiquitous, meaning everywhere. So that's what the vision of the company is, enabling, you know, one single key, one YubiKey, to securely access a whole range of devices, networks and services wherever you are. So that's what we do.
Well, we've had Ubico on the My Security Marketplace for a couple of months, and we have had a giveaway already. So it is something that we identified as a suitable sort of product to have, particularly because it seems to range from both a consumer end user all the way through to an enterprise solution. And I'll give the heads up to the audience. We're looking at giving away at least three Ubico 5CI devices. So they're on their way from the US now, and I'll decide how we're going to do that. But generally, it will be, we'll give a code away at the end of this, and if the first ones to email that code through, we'll send a Ubico 5CI key out to them. Now, Gartner predicts 60% of large and global enterprises, as well as 90% of mid-size enterprises, will implement passwordless methods in over 50% of use cases by 2022. What's the method of this transition going to take, and how does Ubico sort of sit into that?
Yeah, it's it's a common problem that, as you said, it's a consumer. We have, as an individual logging into our Facebook accounts, or as a business user logging into our corporate networks, that we've all been accustomed to using passwords. And the problem that we're all facing is that, you know, over 80% of breaches are as a result of credentials being stolen or hacked. So passwords are a real challenge. And I don't know about you, but the being forced to change your password, we often drop into lazy techniques of using the same password over and over again, which, with increasing sophistication of attacks, makes it easier for organisations that are looking to hack in and break in to take those credentials. So a passwordless future is something we all look forward to, and that's a journey. It won't be something that happens overnight. And what we're about at Ubico is bringing solutions that will help that migration to a passwordless future.
We're looking at the 5CI. It's a USB key.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. So maybe just talk us through maybe the 5CI as an example, and how this is actually working. I imagine it's obviously proximity based to the device, but I imagine some biometrics might be coming through as well, and how it actually works and gets rid of the password.
So this is the 5CI key, where it has the USB-C on one side, and it has the Lightning, the I for the iPhone, for iOS devices. Right. So that's the 5CI key. And we have a range of others that support near-field communications to be able to tap and go. And so various form factors. We have the Nano that will sit inside a USB slot on a laptop, for example. So making it easier and simpler to use by a variety of different form factors. And then, as you said, there are, you know, continuing to evolve with the standards and bringing in the likes of a biometric key towards the end of the year.
So again, it's just a proximity device. It just gets rid of the need for a login. And I suppose the next question would be, how many applications does it have access to if it's plugged into a device?
Yeah. So there's two parts to that. And the first bit is the access. And some of the keys, the NFC, near field communications key, will work on proximity. So with an iPhone or an Android phone, it's a tap, much like you get when you do your tap and go to buy your coffee. But then working with systems, and the benefit from Yubico is that we work to open standards and we drive the definition of standards like the FIDO standards and WebAuthn. So by virtue of that, we bring with us an ecosystem of today some over 700 partners, and that will range from the big end of town that you'll have heard of, your Facebook, Microsoft, Google and so on, down to a range of other providers in password management systems, privileged access users, VPNs and so on. So it's a pretty broad community that we support.
How much selection does the end user or the, let's talk about it as an enterprise solution.
Sure.
Can they apply it to certain applications, say just the VPN or certain applications within the corporate network? Or is it, how much control do you have over the application?
I think that's one of the things that we like about the key. It's a multi-service, multi-protocol device. It's a hardware token that supports multi-protocols and multiple services. So it then becomes up to you, the individual, or you, the enterprise, to pick and choose which applications you want to secure with strong multi-factor authentication.
So it's policy-driven in a way?
What company policy? Yeah, you would decide, okay, I need to secure access to my VPN, for example, and we've all had to move very quickly to a remote working environment. So the VPN particularly is one particular application that people want to secure with strong authentication. It can be as simple as your basic, your Windows login as well.
Maybe just talk us through a rollout. Let's say we've got 1,000 employees, you're going to roll this out. You know, you've got to get the key to them. Then there's sort of issuing the keys. What if they lose them? What type of headaches can proximity tokens create, and the backups, I suppose, to access if needed?
Yeah, so that whole logistics challenge of getting the keys into the hands of the users is something we work with the bigger corporations on a dedicated program to roll that out. So, there are various ways in which we can do that. We can pre-configure the keys. We can have the IT departments do that pre-configuration, or straight out of the box, and simple user enrollment techniques are available as well. And then, as you say, they're a device, a small key that we put on our keychains. Yes, it happens. They can be lost. And despite being very durable keys, we've had examples where they've been put through the washing machine, they've been run over, they've been hit by the whippersnapper in the garden. We've even had one example where it's been digested and ejected from a dog as well, still in working order. So they're pretty durable devices, but nonetheless, they can still get lost. And it is our recommendation that people have a second key, much like you have with your car. You have your car key and you have a backup. So for the YubiKey as well, That's our general policy that we try and recommend to our customers, that they have a main key, and that might be your proximity key, and you might have a backup key, which might be the 5CI, or depending on your application, which one suits you best.
So it really sits in with a sort of a multi-factor authentication program, or is it part
Absolutely.
Of a... Absolutely. Yeah, so that's where it best suits. It's probably not suited to maybe a two-factor.
Well, it can be. So it has multiple protocols on it, such as one-time password. So if you just want to use the convenience of insert and tap, then the one-time password capability of the YubiKey is really well suited. If you then want to implement multi-factor authentication, even stronger authentication, it supports that as well with things like smart card and, of course, the FIDO protocols. So that helps with that passwordless journey as well, that you can start with something today and then migrate to that ultimately, that passwordless experience.
Right. How does it fit with other forms of access control, like physical access control? Is there any data sitting on the device itself?
The device starts to does contain the credentials. Now, starting to get to the edge of my technical capabilities, but that's one of the strengths. Is there are no secrets that we keep or that are kept centrally. So, the key is a secure device.
Okay, and I imagine again how integration. So, in terms of the device itself, let's say it's a smart device, and the Lightning connection is inserted. That can then control applications on that smart device that can then be used for access to other applications as well, like a door reader and those types of things?
Not typically. I said the majority of the protocols that are supported are the authentication protocols. So it's not actually to be able to open your garage or anything like that. It's specifically
accesses to other applications, obviously, those controlled applications, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, got it. I suppose one thing in terms of the passwordless future, and we obviously heard it a lot last week because of the World Password Day, what are the trends that you're seeing with enterprise? I mean, Gartner's come out with this report, and obviously, 50% by 2022 is quite a rapid move. And, certainly in the industry, we all abide by or advocate as best case is multi-factor authentication. Is that the key driver here? I mean, Yubico's been around. It's a Sweden-based or a Sweden-initiated company.
Yep.
Is this the major driver, that multi-factor authentication trend? Or, as you say, they set out just to control to solve the password problem?
Well, I think the ultimate vision is making the internet safe. And the challenge that we're trying to address is the loss of passwords. So making it easier and making it more secure, they're the two drivers. So, that's what will lead us to that passwordless future. Yeah. And the range of applications that are mentioned in the Gartner's study, I think they say at least 50% of the use cases. So even in that time frame, 2022, we're not going to see 100% of organisations and 100% of applications, but it's certainly they're predicting a very strong shift towards that. And we're seeing the big players in the industry like Microsoft really getting behind that as well.
I was going to say, who are your major partners in this as well? Do you have any key partners that, again, are driving it from an industry perspective?
Well, I think if we look towards the FIDO Alliance and all the partners that are driving that standard, then they're the partners that we will work with. And Microsoft is but one of those.
Okay, great. Jeff, maybe we'll finish off. Maybe just walk through the product range that you actually have. And I suppose that'll create a bit of interest from the audience perspective in terms of the diversity and the use of these tokens, for want of a better word.
Mm. Yeah, we'll call them the security key. And they come with different form factors to suit different applications. And the most popular one is the NFC key with the near field communications to be able to plug it into a USB port or to use it on your NFC reader, typically your smartphone, to be able to tap and go. There's the other models such as the 5CI, which has got the dual capability to plug it into USB-C or into the Lightning port on, say, an Apple iPad. And then there's the nano devices, which are small form factor devices to fit inside your laptop. So a range of convenient devices, and that sort of ties to the overall vision. All of them have the strong security, those multiple service, multiple protocols on the single key, and different form factors to make it easy to use for the user.
Okay. What should be the expectation from the 5CI? What good applications is that suitable for? Obviously, that's going to come with a dual USB and Lightning plug, so they can start to use that on their own device. I mentioned at the start, we've got three of them to give away. What good applications is the 5CI suitable for?
Yeah, particularly I think the iPad users, and that can bring it into at a personal level, someone that loves their iPad, or in a business sense, that can be sort of shared workstation type applications, and that can be for example, a hospital or aged care type applications where you use the iPad and it's shared. So having that personal key on a shared device is really convenient. That could also be in logistics type applications and warehousings. So again, where you've got a shared device that uses the Lightning port, then the 5CI is a really good key for that application, I think, Chris.
Well, look, as I mentioned, we've got three to give away. I'm going to make up the code now, which will be MSM YubiKey. So MSM YubiKey will be the code, and the first three to email us at promoteme@mysecuritymedia.com will receive one of those, and we'll organise postage out of Sydney for that. So good luck. We'll put some notes up, obviously, on the notes. And so we've been joined by Jeff Schomburg, the Australia and New Zealand Country Manager at Yubico, and I had Vice President somewhere. Here we go. And you're Vice President as well for the ANZ region. Welcome to the company. You've only been going for a couple of months, but no doubt you'll enjoy the ride. It must have been a challenge for the last couple of months, given the scenario that we're in, right?
It's been interesting. And my first day on the job was in Sweden, and I arrived back home into Australia just as the lockdown started. So I think I dodged a bullet there.
Absolutely.
But it's been fun so far and loving it, and really buy into the vision of a safer internet for all.
Nice way to finish. Okay, Jeff, thanks for joining us on the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. Cheers,
mate. Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.